Hey there, this is Sean with Rudy Reels, Greenville's premier film festival. Today, we have Matt Foster, Janie C., and filmmaker Collins White here to tell us about a documentary project taking place right here in the upstate.
Hi there, good evening. We are here with Janie C. and Collins White to talk about Labs for Dyslexia film. Hi, Collins.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So tell us a little bit about this film.
So this film is a documentary that is really examining dyslexia education in America. So the issue is that 1 in 5 children have dyslexia. That's 20% of our student population. And they aren't being served by the public education system because the public education system is geared towards the 80%, which is understandable. But there are ways to serve them. And really, dyslexia can be a huge issue because if you don't come up with a way to cope with it as a child, it really sets you up for failure later as an adult. There's a school in South Carolina called Lakes and Bridges, which is where we get the labs from. And they're a charter school that's free to the public that really just specifically deals with dyslexia. So we are using them as a case study to show a different way of educating dyslexic students, to show that there are other options for educating dyslexic students, and to give families hope that their child can actually succeed even if they're, you know, have something like dyslexia that really makes it difficult for them to succeed in a public school environment.
So for those folks that may not know what dyslexia is, could you explain?
Dyslexia is an issue with either encoding or decoding. So when you see something written, you don't necessarily read it correctly, or you can't put what's in your head down on the paper correctly. It's not really a handicap so much as it is a different way of learning. So in the public school where you get things repeated until you know it, that just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. They never will. But if you can teach them through a different method, then all of a sudden they can catch up and they can exceed. Because a lot of dyslexic students, they're really, really bright kids, but they just can't process things the way they're being presented to them.
And Janie, how did you get involved?
Well, I have a grandson who's dyslexic, and I saw how he struggled initially in school, public school, and we used private tutors. But there are so many children who their families cannot afford private tutors or they cannot afford private schools. So we were thrilled when we found out about Lakes and Bridges, that it was coming to the area, and that it would be a tuition-free public school. We're really excited that we had 115 students this year. We have 150 enrolled for next year. And that's with no advertising, that's by word of mouth. And we've had people relocating from Arizona, North Dakota, Indiana, Georgia, all over South Carolina. And they've just picked this up from the internet about the school. So, I was so thrilled about the school, and I knew Collins through the Rudy Reels Film Festival, and I said, Collins, would you be willing to do a documentary? And he said yes, and so here we are, with the help of Rudy Reels, who was our first supporter.
Oh, wonderful.
And we appreciate what Rudy Reels is doing for filmmakers in the Greenville area.
Absolutely. As a nonprofit, it's great to support other nonprofits and help bring awareness to an issue that is impacting so many people in the country. Mm-hmm. And so talking about folks that live outside of our area, what do you recommend for those that maybe don't have a school like Lakes and Bridges?
Okay, so we're really talking about 20% of students who have dyslexia across the nation. It's really,
wow,
20% of people. That means that based on the latest census data and doing all the math, about 36% of families are going to be affected with this issue, wherever they are. Mm-hmm. And there's only 4 charter schools in the nation that serve this. So the likelihood that they'll be able to get 36% of the population through 4 schools is unlikely. Our documentary, we hope to kind of be that beacon that either gets the public education system to add some training for dyslexia in their curriculum, or helps inspire other people to start charter schools. That's years from now. At the moment, the best thing that they could do would probably be to find an Orton-Gillingham certified teacher or tutor for their kid, because that seems to be the method that works best for students with dyslexia. It really is a method that works best for almost all students who have any sort of learning troubles or remedial issues. In the meantime, though, if they were wanting to, say, support our documentary and help us finish it so that we can get this mission started, they could go to lakesandbridgesdoc.com. That's lakesandbridgesdoc.com. And they could start by donating. They could start by sharing the link. They can watch a trailer for what we're trying to do there. And really just spread the word about this documentary, about the options they have for dyslexic education, and start challenging their own school boards and their own institutions to incorporate Orton-Gillingham methods in the teaching there, so that the 20% of the population that's not being served can actually get the help that they need in order to succeed.
In addition to financially supporting the project, once it's completed, when and where do you think folks could watch it?
Well, ideally, we're going to premiere it at Reedy Reels. We're targeting the festival for this year.
Fantastic.
After that, we're hoping to get some sort of major distribution deal to take it to the entire nation, so that as many people as can as possible can see it. Because we're really, our target audience is the 36% of families that deal with dyslexia on a daily basis and are frustrated and are having turmoil in their household because their students can't get the help that they need. So we've got a large audience that we're trying to reach and we're trying to give hope to.
Fantastic. Well, we definitely hope you finish it before the festival. That's November 2nd through the 4th at the Peace Center in downtown Greenville. And I look forward to seeing it all across the United States and maybe the world.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you, Janie. Thank you, Collins.
Thank you.
Appreciate what you're doing. And I look forward to seeing it on the big screen. Thank you.
Thank you again from everyone here at Reedy Reels. Thank you to our sponsors for their loyalty and support. Reedy Reels is a nonprofit organization and is funded in part by a grant from the Metropolitan Arts Council. To learn more about Reedy Reels or to get involved as a volunteer, visit us online at reedyreels.com.